Anybody ever bonehead experience? Don't raise your hands. Glory. 2 John. Oh, yes. The epistle of 2 John. It's actually John's second epistle. Make it simple. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Good. Verse 4. Let's speak it. I rejoice greatly that I have found some of your children walking in truth as we receive commandment from the Father. And now I plead with you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but that which we have had from the beginning, that we love what? One another. This is love, that we walk according to his commandments. In other words, we walk according to his word. How many of y'all everything know, anything that God speaks is a command? It's not an if, it's a do. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 6, this is the love that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. For many deceivers have gone out into the world and do not confess Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we do not lose those things we worked for. It's a warning, isn't it? But that we may what? Receive a what? Full reward. How many of y'all want to receive a full reward? Well, there's something we must do. And I'll tell you in a minute. Verse 9. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. Okay, he's beginning to explain this. Amen? He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house nor greet him. For he who greets him shares in his what? In his what? Evil deeds. Now, this is, I mean, he really does explain it right here fully in its essence. He says, look, if you want to receive a full reward, you do this by obeying the doctrines of Christ or the Anointed One and his anointing. Amen? When we want a full reward, there's a place where God positions us so that we can get a full reconnect. In other words, when this reconnect comes, it's called a full reset. Everyone say full reset. Too many individuals are getting a partial reset. They're not getting a full reset. In this reset, we are reconnecting to everything. We're getting refreshed. Everything is being brand new again, refilled. Amen? That's why we gather together, isn't it? But you can still gather together and not get a full reset. We've got to begin to understand it's not just honoring the Lord, but that's the major thing, amen? Because the more you honor him, the more you get reset. You get a reset in your heart. You get a reset in your mind, in your thoughts. You get a reset in strength. You get a reset. See, what the enemy likes to do is cause individuals to drift during worship. And we've talked about this before. What's he doing? He's preventing a full reset. People begin to think about how they feel, begin to think about what they should have done, where they've been, what they got to do after service, what's this, what's that, what they're making for dinner. Hello. What somebody else is doing, what this is doing, what's that. Every question is wanting to be answered then, except for the one that we're to be fulfilling him as he fulfills us. See, when there's a full reset, you are fulfilled. Nothing matters. But a partial reset always leaves hungry. Or actually, they don't even know they're hungry. They leave lukewarm still. Is everybody okay? And Luke chapter 4. Everyone say full reset. Luke 4. And there is no true belief when there's not a full reset. That's what keeps me and you believing all the time. Does everybody get this? That's what keeps us believing all the time. Because if you can't get a full reset, you can't believe all the time. In fact, you can't even be vindicated if you're not at a full reset. Luke 4, verse 17. And Jesus was handing the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Here is the beginning of the doctrine of Christ. Why? Because the doctrine of Christ is called the anointing. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has what? Anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and recover of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Wow. From this point on, the doctrine of the Anointed One and his anointing was released. Because it's about the anointing, the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty, which we know. 2 Corinthians 3. Oh, hallelujah. Remember, he says, obeying to the doctrine of Christ. Why? How can you obey without a full reset? You can't. You won't be strengthened. Again, many people get a partial reset, but not a full one. They get enough just to get by sometimes for the day. Sometimes not even the full day. Let me tell you, that's where it says, as a new creation in Christ, all things have become new. That's where some things don't become fully new yet. We must be reset every day. It's like replugging and getting recharged until it's fully charged. That's what a reset is. So we want a full reset. Because if I was to use one of those guns, those drill guns, and I put the battery in that's half charged, I can only do some half work. Then I have to take it off and go get it charged again. Amen? We want a full charge. That's a full reset. So we can go through the day. Because we're to be the light. If your light begins to dim, the enemy waits. And he knows it. He knows when we're frustrated. He knows when we're weak. He knows everything. It doesn't mean we're not going to go through stuff. But if you got a full reset, you're fully charged. Then you know all things are going to work to the good, no matter what. Amen? In verse 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. "And we have such trust through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is what? From God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, and the Spirit brings what? Life." Again, the letter kills, the Spirit gives life. "The same Spirit that was upon Jesus the Christ that gives life is the same Spirit that is in me and you, and that causes me and you to come to a place of full reset. Amen. He leads us to a full reset. He knows we can't go any further. The letter without obedience brings death. Because knowing the word and not obeying it will kill you. Does everybody get it? Knowing it and not obeying it will kill you. It brings death. To know the words of Christ and not to follow his doctrine is death. There's so many people. How can I explain this? So many people want to hear the words of Christ. So many people love the words of Christ, but really don't love his presence. Does everybody understand that? Oh, they can quote the scriptures upside down, inside and out, and the page numbers, because they love the word. But the enemy prevents them from making a full reset in his presence. Remember, Jesus said, many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord. Amen. I did this, I did that, I did this. But he said, I don't know you. You practice lawlessness. Why would they practice lawlessness? Because they never reached a full reset. That's how people drift. That's how people backslide. That's how people make wrong mistakes. That's how they marry wrong people. So how they purchase wrong things. Amen? 1 Timothy chapter 4. In verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will fall or will depart from the what? Faith, forever attached unto the heavenlies. Giving heed to doctrines of deceiving spirits and doctrines of what? Demons. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished in the words of faith and of good doctrine which you have already carefully followed. But reject profane and old wives' tales or fables, and exercise yourself toward godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having the promise of life that now is in of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproaches, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. These things command and teach. Wow. So we'll see that there'll be a great falling away, which we see it already. Many people are falling. They have a hard time getting into God's presence, but they know the word. Because there's not a full reconnect or reset. Amen. They fall away from faith. They get disconnected. And being disconnected from the presence of God will cause you disobedience and rebellion. You cannot obey his words. You're not able to overcome emotional and verbal influence from the enemy. Does everybody get it? You can't overcome the emotional and verbal influence of the enemy without falling and regenerating into another full reset. Why? Because it's a full charge. That's why many people are still being led. They don't, you know, God has given me, you and I, the power to say no. Just say no. You can say no to that voice. You can say no to that emotion. You don't have to obey it. You can say no. Even a child can say no. It doesn't matter what you've gone through. In fact, most children say no before they say yes. It's usually the first word. It's either mom or dad, no. Hallelujah. Matthew 6. Full reset is a full charge. Verse 31. Therefore what? Do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Again, seek first. It says the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That means that we're to seek first to be reset. Amen. Then once you're reset, you're recharged, you're sensitive and attentive to everything of God. And everything comes. Everything comes. Because where there's a full reset, there's a full reward. Psalm 16. Psalm 16. Full reset. Verse 7. 16:7. Is everybody okay? I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have what? Set the Lord when? Always. Can you set the Lord without a full reset before you? No. That's what a full reset is. It's the Lord is before you. He is before you in everything. That's when you know you've been fully reset. No matter what you do, he's in front of you. You see him, you acknowledge him, you recognize him. And his presence is coming off and radiating in you and through you. And you know all things. I didn't say you were going to obey him all. I said you'd know him all. Verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I will not be moved. Why? Because you're fully charged. Amen. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in hell, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is what? Fullness of joy. So is when there's a full reset, is there a fullness of joy? Yes. And at your right hand are what? Pleasures forevermore. Wow. To set the Lord before you takes a full reset, not a partial. It takes a full reset. Because by the time you figure it out, the enemy's already done something. Ephesians 4. Full reset. Ephesians 4:11. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a what? Perfect man. Can you be a perfect man or a woman in the arena of Christ Jesus without a full reset? No. To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, which is happening right now. That's why there's a tremendous falling away. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body in the edifying of itself in love. The fullness of the anointed character of Christ to a perfect man or woman. Why? So they can fulfill their purpose, their calling in the body. And this only can happen when a full reset is reached. A full reset is reached. Reaching the fullness or a full reset is a requirement. It is a requirement for me and you. In Romans 8. So we thrive to reach that full reset every time we come together. You know, many people that are on medications that are psyche or mental or pain medications or whatever, they'll never get off until they get a full reset. They'll stay that way to the day they die. It's a terrible place. Why? And God tries to bring them in and tries to establish that they get a full reset. But they refuse. Because they have a false reset. Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On the account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, that the what? Righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Now, the law of the Spirit of life is deny yourself, pick up the cross, and follow. That is the formula to get to it. It is the guideline to get to a full reset. Amen? For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. And for to be carnally minded is death, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Again, to walk according to the Spirit will take a full reset every day. Every day. Loving his words without loving his presence is like poetry with no power. Think about that. It's like poetry with no power. In verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our what? Weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be, it says uttered, but it should be understood, because when you pray in tongues, you don't understand. And you certainly are uttering them, aren't you? Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his promise. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed in the image of his Son, that he might means cooperation with, be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also did what? He glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Again, praying in tongues will bring the perfect will of God. Without a reset, you're not praying in the Spirit. I mean, you're just the way you should pray in the Spirit. With a full reset, you know all things will work to the good unless you haven't reached a full reset. Now, you may get by partial resets, but eventually, you're going to be misled. You're going to bite the bait. Amen? You can only go so far. Psalm 63. Oh, happy days. You know, I can only share with you that God is trying to prepare us for something really big, man. Really big. And it's coming. We're getting closer and closer to some enormous explosion in the spirit realm that's going to rain on his children so mightily. And those who are ready will receive it. Those that are still living for themselves will miss it. Psalm 63, in verse 1, let's speak it together. Oh God, you are my God. Early will I what? Seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied with the marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. Wow. His first act every morning and ours should be to seek his presence, not his words. I hear people, every morning I get up, I read the Bible first. Bummer. You should go after him first. Because when you seek his presence, he'll lead you to his words. Amen? That way you're not playing Bible roulette. Praise God. Unless the Lord tells you to. There's times when he just says, open the Bible. I know where you're going. Speak it. Okay. But there's been already contact made. In other words, there's already communication. There's always something he's telling me now. Amen? First act every morning is to first seek his presence, not his words. Welcome his presence first, then his words will follow. That's why we praise into worship. Amen? Because we want a full reset. That's why the word says every day you're to be refilled with the presence of God. Psalm 103. This is the difference between religion and relationship. I'm going to tell you, one of the greatest falling away in the body of Christ is from relationship to religion. That is the greatest falling away right now. Because people think that they know the Word of God, they're okay. The problem is they can't obey it. Psalm 103, verse 1. Full reset. Brings a full reward. Brings vindication. Verse 1, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. How do you bless him? With your mouth. You praise him. You worship him. That's how you bless him. Amen? Bless the Lord, all my soul, your mind, will, emotions, and imaginations. your conscience, your subconscious, bless the Lord. Who forgives all, I mean, don't forget all of his what? Benefits. Well, snap. His benefits are part of his covenant. These are benefits. It's like when you're serving an employer, it has benefits. Amen? You may have certain little benefits, but to other people, they may be big, but to you, they may be little. Amen? Because many of our benefits, we don't even realize. Look, in the kingdom of God, we have benefits. We have a life insurance. We have a place of retirement. You don't have to worry about saving money for retirement. Praise God. Your 401k ain't worth nothing there. You got treasures there. Amen? So don't forget all his benefits, who forgives your iniquities, who heals your diseases. That's health insurance, man. How do you receive these? Full reset. See, full reset will bring you into a level of faith that overcomes all obstacles. Who redeems your life from destruction. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies your mouth with good things. Praise God. And then, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I love that part. I'm staying 33 all the way home. Benefits are available with a full reset. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrew. Chapter 10. Hebrews 10. Full reset. It's a full charge, man. Is everybody there? Verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Can you do that without a full reset? No. For he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking to the assembling of ourselves, together as it is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approach. In other words, those who forsaking the assembling do not reach a full reset. Does everybody understand? You can hope you do. But you don't. You may think you do, but you don't. A full assurance of faith by the full reset, not to forsake the assembling of worship, which allows the quickest, simplest, greatest way for a full reset. That's why he says, do not forsake us. Well, I can get reset by myself. No, you can't. No, you can't. Even Jesus was ministered by angels. And Jesus spent a lot of time with Dad. But he was God. He lived a constant full reset. But he still needed to get reset himself. Amen? Psalm 36. Psalm 36. In verse 7. Psalm 36, verse 7. Is everybody there? How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house. In other words, they have full access to everything of God. When they're full, when there's a full reset. And you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked drive me away. There the workers of iniquity have fallen. They have been cast down and are not able to rise. Full reset will grant access to the fullness of his house. And of course, he is our fulfillment. Amen. In Malachi chapter 3. Malachi 3. And again, verse 8 says, will a man rob God? You know, people don't realize that you're robbing God when you're not getting a full reset. Well, how am I robbing God? Because you're not able to obey. Does everybody get it? You're not able to obey. Well, a man robbed God, you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? You have robbed me my tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. In other words, he'll protect your investments so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground. Nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit when you are old in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all the nations will call you what? Blessed. For you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. Robbing God of your full reset, Tim, means you will rob him of time, stewardship, service, obedience, and fellowship. I'm going to close at 2 Corinthians 6. Second Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 14. Full reset, not partial. He warns us, he says in verse 14, do not be unevenly yoked together with unbelievers. Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? I want to throw this out here. Unevenly yoked. To be unevenly yoked means that you're with someone that does not want a full reset. And you do. That puts it a place and a position where you're unevenly yoked. It makes it difficult, especially if you're married. Amen? But you cannot allow that to affect you, but it brings you to a place of unevenly yoked. Amen? And you're just going to have to put up with all the stinking garbage involved in it and continue to pray hard until that person gets to a place where they want a full reset and willing to do whatever it takes to get a full reset. Or that marriage will never be fully yoked. Does everybody get it? Hallelujah. For what fellowship is righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord is Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them, I will walk among them, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. If they do what? If they come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Man, that means that's your desire. You want to have a full reset. You want to be so connected. You are totally sold out no matter what. Nothing gets in your way. Nothing. No person, no job, no nothing gets in your way. Why? Because no matter what you lose, God will bring you something better. Oh, happy days. And again, do not try to yoke yourself with your boss. Hello? That doesn't work. Just because your boss doesn't want to get a full reset doesn't mean, does everybody understand that? You got to let them go. Just don't get sucked into his partial or her partial reset. You make sure you get your own. Especially when you're working for these heathens that proclaim to be Christians and they can quote the scripture while you work and you want to slap them. Don't do that, okay? Hallelujah. So he says, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, so you can get a full reset. Don't touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I'll be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and in the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Full reset brings a full reward, brings vindication. You and I must be reset every day. Daily performing our vows. He says, daily I will perform my vows. That means I'm going to get reset. I've got to get reset. Or I'm going to hurt me. You know, we were out working the other day, and I had my backpack with me, and everything is in my backpack. Everything. Keys, everything. It's like a purse. It's a mail purse. Yes, backpacks are guys, male persons. And, everything, all my construction stuff, all my IDs, all my everything, codes, all my accounts, everything's in my backpack. Well, we stopped at a 7-Eleven, and I was getting out of the car. I said, let's go, I'm going to grab something to drink because it gets hot out there, so... And John was with me, and he got out of the car, and he came in with me, and instantly it hit me. And I was gonna tell him, why don't you go back to the car? And I didn't. I thought, no, I'll let him choose his own drink. Well, when we got back to the car, my backpack was gone. Of course, I repented for not accepting that unction, you know. And I didn't realize it was gone then until I went to Lowe's. Then I had to buy some stuff for the job. And I realized it was gone. I tore the whole car apart. Then I realized all my keys were gone, everything was gone. There wasn't nothing I can do about it. So all I could say is, Lord, I trust you. Called my wife just to see, called Viv, see if anything left around, doing a lot of stuff, moving, because we were doing a lot of things on the campus and coordinating things and whatever. I thought maybe I pulled it out and left it somewhere, because I do that a lot. So we never found it. And so I had to go down to somebody's house who was working on my daughter's car and pay him for working on her car. And so he asked me how my day was, and I shared with him. And he says, and you're not angry with God? I said, no, why? He said, no, disconnect. I said, no, it's not his fault. He was amazed at that. And I guess I didn't realize that myself. No, what's, you know, why? Because he says all things are going to work to the good. In fact, it already has. I already found out I can alter my ID now for my veterans thing And I don't have to keep going through all kinds of other stuff when I go get discounts. So there was one good thing that came out of this. But other good things will come out of it. I get a new backpack. In fact, I got one in my closet. I said, I'm going to be using you soon. Did I not know it was coming out of my mouth? But anyways, you count it all joy. Amen? And, you know, sometimes we fall into places where we wonder, well, Lord, why didn't you protect it? Well, I did. I tried. I told you. So we can't blame God because everything we bring on is from ourselves. Amen? But we do get caught up in the things that are around us that's going on. But again, he sees it all and knows it all. And praise God, there was a Bible was in there, prayer booklets, deliverance prayers, all kinds of stuff. So while they're trying to attack all my accounts, hopefully they're praying the prayer booklets. Hallelujah. I forgave them and I blessed them and I just said, Lord, you know, turn their hearts towards you. Who knows? That thing might show up in the mail any day. You just never know. And they can keep all the prayer booklets in the Bible. And the backpack. I don't care. Just send me my wallet back. But it's okay, I'll get a new wallet. But everything will turn to the good, no matter what. Amen? And every of us has something going on in our life. Amen? Welcome to the earth. And until we leave this place, you're going to still have things go on. But we know all things, and we know what to do. Even after it comes, we get reset. We get reset. Sometimes you got to get reset more than once a day. Amen? Sometimes you just got to make a few confessions. Lord, you're my fulfillment. Lord, you're my everything. You got to just got to tell them. You got to make that confession no matter what you're going through. Even when you make a mistake. Lord, help me correct this mistake. Whatever it is, whatever you're going through. Just make sure you get reset. Amen? And then you know it's going to work to the good. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And we ask for your seed today that has been parted in us to be protected so it grows and bears fruit for your glory. And Holy Spirit, we ask that you will cause us to be reset and sometimes reset multiple times during the day so that we may walk in your peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.